Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. This wasn't me.
Sure it wasn't.
but I do want to know, what did you forget to send to school? You can give us a call, 9313-0985.
Can you say your kids? I left them at home.
Do you know what I did do once? This is a side note. The school holidays, right? Sometimes I have the Monday off.
Yeah.
And I didn't read the term date, so I rocked up to school the Monday, and I'm like,
No one else is here.
And I turned around, and as I left the parking lot, someone else was coming up, and I was like, oh, they've done it too.
Did you wave at them?
No.
You should have.
Just kept going because I was embarrassed. Don't see me.
I mean, on the plus side, when you do that, your kids are all ready for the day. They've had breakfast. They're all dressed.
Yeah, but I was all ready for my few hours to myself.
Oh, peace.
But I want to know, what did you forget to send to school? Because I was talking to Sam. She's in marketing here at 98.5, and she was horrified because she had just received a message from her son that he didn't get his recess because she was letting him have for his birthday a lunch order.
So she
gave him the phone and said, here, to both her kids, put in your lunch orders. Here's my phone. And then she was horrified because she realized she forgot to submit the lunch order. So no recess and no lunch. They had nothing to eat at school.
They
would have been starving, but thankfully she called the school.
And
they were able to organize something at the canteen. She could pay for it later. But I was like, oh, so many. I did once forget to send a recess for one of my kids.
That was recent, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
But this is definitely not about
me. Well, the thing is, the way I do my lunch boxes is they've got those double-decker lunch boxes, right?
Like
little cooler bag. Yeah. Thank you, Santa. And the top half I put recess, bottom half I put lunch. But I'm always doing three of them, and I sometimes don't do it in order. So I thought I'd packed all of them, but had missed one of the kids.
How disappointing would that be as a kid to get to school and to open up the top layer and there's nothing?
Nothing there. The schools are pretty good. They'll give the kids food if they don't have any most of the time.
Shocking.
I went to the office and they gave me some cheese and crackers from the staff room.
Oh.
So she was happy.
Now, teachers missed out.
Yeah, I thought maybe that.
Bronte joins us. Bronte, what did you forget to send?
No, it wasn't. It was my mum, and it was something she forgot to take home from school, and that was me.
She left you at school. How long were you lingering?
I was probably there for a good 15, 20 minutes, but my mum also worked at my high school, so it's kind of a giving. You take your child home when you leave school at the end of the day.
What was on her mind? Because that's like second nature, like get in the car, let's go.
Well, it wasn't the first time she'd done it, so...
It's so
funny. 15 minutes as a kid is an eternity as well.
Oh, where's Mum? Driving off.
That's her in the distance.
But I must admit, she's a mum of six kids, so she wasn't an elite sleeper.
Six kids. She looked back and she thought, yeah, they're all there.
Yeah, didn't bother about the headcount that day.
Number off. Bronte, thank you very much for the call. We want to hear from you. What did you forget to send to school? Grace got in touch. Mum dropped me off when I was in primary school with no shoes. It was the middle of winter and freezing, although she does claim it was my fault. They were still in the car.
Oh, do you know, when I was a kid, I went to school and I was wearing my sports uniform, but I'd accidentally put on my formal school shoes. So I was wearing like my black school shoes and my sports uniform, and I was mortified. And bless my brother, he ran all the way home and got my sneakers for me so that I wouldn't feel bad.
How old's your brother? How much older?
He was 2 years in school above me.
Okay, this is a big question I have because I've never done it. I've never gone somewhere in the wrong shoes.
Yeah.
However, I know, and I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus, but I know quite a few people that do it on a regular basis. They'll go somewhere and they'll, oh, no, I'm wearing my slippers.
I couldn't do that.
Nah?
No.
Neither of you have done this.
I've gone out of the house with like my thongs on when I'd meant to change into something else, but nothing like slippers.
Gone for a hike and you're in thongs?
No, not that bad. Just like if I'm dropping the kids off at school and I'm like, oh, whoops.
If you're a regular offender. when it comes to the wrong shoes. I would like to hear from you as well. Because honestly, I've got quite a few people that I know that do this. And I think, how? How do you do that?
How have you got your slippers on?
A few ticks coming through here. One from Susie says, I dropped off the kids without their bags. Didn't realize till I got home, then had to do another trip straight back to the school 20 minutes later.
That one has got to be common. It's got to be.
They'd you put
be
the so, yeah. bags in the boot and what, kick the kids out?
Leave
the situation?
We haven't got a great system at home. Because half the
full
time,
stop. No, that's it. That's all we need.
That's fair enough. But usually I'm like, kids, you are in charge of your own bags. Yep. But sometimes one of the kids, who shall remain nameless, leaves the car, gets in the car. And as I'm coming out the door, I'm like, oh, they haven't got their bag. So I'll put it in. Other times I grab all of them. So it would be very easy for me to go it's and a bag's missing.
especially if it's one bag, because then you're making the whole trip back for one bag.
Well, especially if it's got their lunch too.
No, I'd just take the top deck off one of them. I'd mix them. I'd just go, no, it's your own fault.
Something
I'm sorry.
From everyone's. Well, you
get the apple and you get the ham sandwich.
Delicious. Lauren texted through, sometimes it's not just parents who forget children's things for school. After a late night of marking, I forgot to bring my class's English books back to school and had to be creative for that day's writing lesson. Thankfully, we were doing descriptive writing, so we verbally described instead. That's smart.
Winning. Well done, Lorraine. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.